We are up to Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Dalid, and that's all we'll be doing today. Nahagu Shelo Lipol Al Pneim, these are the times that the minig is not to do Nefilas Apayim. What are they? First of all, Lo Beveis HaOvel, not in a Beveis HaOvel, because the Midas HaDin is Metuch, all of it says, is stretched out over the Ovel. We don't want to be Magbir, the Midas HaDin. Here's where the Mishnah Berurah says that that's why there's no Nefilas Apayim by Laila. Now, after davening, one does not do Nefilas Apayim either, because its place was right after Shmon Esrei. So let's say after davening, people go home. They're not potter from Tachnun, but they couldn't say it because its place is right after Shmon Esrei. However, V'hu Rachum, the Mishnah Berurah says, they are allowed to say, and they're supposed to say, and some are Mekel. What happens if there's an Ovel who comes to Shul, Toch Shiva? The halacha is that he doesn't say Tachnun, but he will not potter for the entire shul from saying Tachnun. The El Yerabe is mistapek. What happens if you're in the house where somebody passed away and they're making a minyan there, but there is no Ovel? Do you also not say Tachnun? Now, Halel is not to be said in a base Ovel. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the minag is to ask the Avelim to leave, and then they say Halel. On Rosh Chodesh, for example, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring that down. Instead, he says that one doesn't say it. And after davening, if it's Rosh Chodesh, one doesn't say it again. The one doesn't say it. Whereas on Chanukah, after davening, they would come back and say it. Now, on Shabbos, an Ovel does say Hallel. That's the first case. The second is V'lo Beveis Chosn, not in the house of a Chosn, after he goes to the Chuppah. Some say that in front of a chasen, even the day of the wedding, before the chuppah, we don't say tachnun at shachris. Also, unlike the case of an ovel, in the case of a chasen, once one is present in the same shul as the chasen for tachnun, he becomes potter all day. He is mesameach with the chasen, and therefore he wouldn't say tachnun even when he went home. Further, v'lo beveis hakneses biyom mila, not in a shul on the day of a bris. Now, this is either the shul that the bris is going to take place in, or the shul where the Baal Bris, the father, davens, or the sandik is davening, or the moel is davening. V'lo kishiyesham chasen, and not if there's a chasen in shul, meaning the first case that the Mechaber mentioned with the chasen was where you go to the chasen's house to daven. The other case is a chasen who comes to shul, so everyone has a mitzvah being mesameach with him, and as a result of it, the whole shul doesn't say tachnun. In another room in the shul, if that room does not have its own omer and aron kodesh, then they are considered part of the shul and wouldn't say tachnun, otherwise they would. Hagah, v'davka shehamilo ha-chosn bo'so beis kneses. That's only if the bris or the chosn is in that shul. Avalim ein hamilo beveis kneses, afal pishi beveis kneses ha-cheres, omim tachnun. Whereas if the bris is going to be in another shul, even if it's next to this shul, but it's a separate, it's a shul on its own, they would say tachnun. Uveyom ha-mila shein omrim tachnun davka shachris shamolin oz ha-tinak. And it's only at shachris because that's when they do the bris. Aval b'mincha, aval pishim mispal l'meitzel ha-tinak ha-nimol. Whereas to mincha, at mincha time, even though they're being mispal, they're davening where the child is, omrim tachnun, where they say tachnun. Unlike a chasen, where the entire day, meaning mincha as well, they don't say tachlin. For the mila, it's only at shachris. Now, there is a daya, it's the mashal, the bach, the taz, that if the tinok is there, then you don't even say at mincha. The El Yerabah says, and this seems to be what the way the Mishnah Berurah goes, that if it's still before the suda, or in the middle of the suda, you don't say tachlin. Whereas if the Suda's bris took place already and the tinok is there, nevertheless we say tachnun. After benching, that is, we would say tachnun. Also in another house, not in the house where the tinok is, the halacha would be, even though it's before the Suda, tachnun will be said. Now this is only for everybody else. That means the bris party, everybody that's come for the bris. Whereas the Sandik, the Moel, and the Aviyah Ben, for them that day is Yontif, and they do not say Tachnun no matter what. Wherever they are, they would not say Tachnun because that is their Yontif. Further, the Ramah says, V'lo mikri chosn el biyom shenichnas l'chupa. that we're pottering a chosn is only the day of the chuppah, right after the chuppah. The minhag, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, is that for the entire Sheva Brachas, the entire 7 days, tachlum is not said. Not only that, but we count those 7 days me'es le'es. With regard to tachanun, it is 7 24-hour periods from when the chuppah was. That is the point at which we would start saying tachnun again. But for 7 full 24-hour periods, we would not say tachnun. This is all in the case of a bachur who marries, where either the chasn is a bachur or the kal is a basula. Whereas in the case of an almon who married an almona, it is only for 3 days that tachnun is not said. After that, tachnun is said. There's also an interesting Mishnah Berurah at the end here where he says that a chasn does not go to shul for the entire Sheva Brachas, the entire 7 days, because it's going to stop people from saying tachlan, which is why the minhag used to be to actually make a minyan in the house of the chasm.